A word for you from Isaiah chapter 1 verses 5 and 6. Why should you be stricken again? You will revolt more and more. The whole head is sick, and the whole heart faints. From the sole of the foot even to the head, there is no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. They have not been closed or bound up or soothed with ointment. This is the condition of the rebellious child. Remember, that's the concept that God is putting across here. He's appealing to the heavens in verse 2. He says, O heavens, give ear. O earth, listen, for the Lord has spoken. And then he refers to his children, Israel, the children which I have nourished. I brought up these children, and they have rebelled against me. And then in verse 3, we've looked at how even the ox and the donkey are better. They know their owner. But my children, God says, do not know me. Abantwana bam, abangazi. Sebehlukene nam, sebehlehlemuva. And here the Lord now describes the condition of the rebellious child. Now listen, not just for the sake of history, saying how bad Israel was, but consider that it is now the word of God for us to read, and perhaps it is showing your condition if you have strayed from the Lord your God, where the Lord says here that you are stricken, and yet you revolt more and more. What does it help? When God punishes, he brings troubles along your way. It's not just the troubles that Jesus speaks of where he says, don't worry, you will have troubles in this world, but I've overcome the world. No, these are troubles brought upon yourself because of sin, and you are stricken because of your revolting. You revolt against God. In other words, you set up your own law. That's what a rebel is, one who bows to another law, but the law of the land, the law of the king, your king. The Lord says the whole head is sick and the whole heart faints. And God trying to describe here the utter worthlessness of this person who has rebelled, this child of his that has rebelled. He says, from the sole of the foot even to the head, there is no soundness in it. There's not one iota of health. There's nothing alive. There's just wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. This is what it's like if you are rebelling against God. Now turn your back on sin. Rebel against your own rebellion. Revolt against your own revolution against God. And repent of your sin. Come to the Lord Jesus. He is able to forgive you and give that soothing ointment that he speaks of at the end of verse 6.